Talk of an AI bubble remains constant, with some investors concerned about OpenAI. The company is planning to spend $1.4 trillion on data centers in the next 8 years, despite a current annual revenue of $13 billion. Meta, Google, and Microsoft have similar concerns about their AI spending, but they can point to existing products that generate large revenues. On the push for data centers, the International Energy Agency estimates that the world will spend $580 billion on data centers in 2025. This is $40 billion more than the amount spent on finding new oil supplies. Most data centers will be built near large cities, which will place a challenge on the existing and aging grid networks. Places like Texas are expected to have rolling blackouts during periods of high energy consumption, like in summer. Meanwhile, the supply chain for AI chips is under strain. Tesla, for instance, is considering creating a huge chip-making factory with Intel in the US. Its first AI5 chips would be produced in 2026. Dario Amodei, CEO of Anthropic, has warned of the dangers of lack of transparency regarding AI. He compared the current situation to the tobacco industry, which knew there were dangers, and they didn't talk about them, and certainly did not prevent them. He warned that AI could lead to the elimination of 50% of white-collar entry-level jobs in the next 5 years, and cited risks such as models attempting blackmail of human overseers, and use of AI to launch cyber attacks. An example is a Chinese state-sponsored hacker group which used Claude code to create cyber attacks on entities worldwide, with only 80% to 90% of attacks having humans in the loop. OpenAI has released an experimental large language model where one can identify the neurons activated during reasoning. Understanding how models reason is known as mechanistic interpretability, and is important for hallucination correction, transparency, and explainable AI. Meanwhile, DeepSeek released a model that significantly improves the ability of an AI model to remember information when processing requests. AI models currently model conversations as text. This is memory expensive, which in turn leads to models having to forget earlier elements of the conversation to optimize storage. The DeepSeek model stores history as an image, as if a digital photo of the conversation were taken. This allows the model to retain information at a fraction of the costs. Google and UCLA research have developed supervised reinforcement learning, a technique that improves the performance of reasoning models across mathematical reasoning and agentic software engineering benchmarks. The idea is to break a problem-solving challenge into a series of actions, each of which can be rewarded using reinforcement learning. On the adoption of AI in organizations, the founders of the AI company Scribe argue that companies approach AI in an incorrect manner. Companies tend to brainstorm about where AI automation can help, rather than taking a bottom-up approach of analyzing existing workflows for improvement opportunities. A VentureBeat article looks at lessons learned by observing AI projects over the past few years. The main culprits for failed projects are poor planning, ignoring the complexities of production environments and imprecise goals, rather than AI technologies. Finally, an InfoWorld article argues that companies need to master retrieval-augmented generation pipelines, vector databases, secure APIs for model querying, and cost management for API calls, as spending on AI inference exceeds AI training costs for the first time.